From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Hour two of two. Happy to have you along. This is Liberty Roundtable Live on April Fool's. And yeah, we've thrown in a couple of April Fool's jokes. Volkswagen had a joke. Brian had a better joke. Let's just call it Volkswagen. That way you can just do drive-by voting. That was an April Fool's joke from Volkswagen. J.P. Morgan admits spoofing. J.P. Morgan Chase, and they had to pay nearly $1 billion in illegal trading, according to the Washington Post. The other story was Bloomberg, you know. So there you have it. Utah Jazz, I guess, had a bird strike on their plane. That was not an April Fool's joke. We talked about Kayleigh McEnany, former White House press secretary, now going to work at Fox. And on one hand, you could be critical and say, you know what, the revolving door continues. And sad to say, in a way, yes, that's true. However, I would maintain, ladies and gentlemen, that I would rather have a McEnany there. Or I guess it's just Kayleigh, not McEnany. It's Kayleigh McEnany. I would much rather have her there than almost anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. She's been a truth teller. And she's been willing to stand up with the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and exposing fake news and telling the truth. And even when all the reporters attacked her hard, she stood strong. I think she was impressive. And is she perfect? No. Is she as hardcore as we are? Maybe not. I don't really know her personally, but I got to give her some credit. And I got to speak out and say, just imagine if you had a bunch of Trump-aware people, in other words, woke, that's the word they like to use for their liberal agenda, but woke to the ideas of patriotism and liberty and freedom and honesty in the press. And I think Kayleigh McEnany is dedicated to that. And so I like to see her in the news at other places. Just imagine if we could take a lot of the Trump-aware people and, you know, filter them throughout the news. And then Donald Trump starts his own social media service. And it said, we might have a different landscape coming up there, Kurt. And we can hope and pray for that for sure.
Amen to that. I was trying to think of another lady that I've ever watched, in the news or heard of or whatever that was seemed to be more, just on point. You couldn't fluster her. And she took some hits that I don't think were right. From so many of those, media types, if you will, and she just kept on swinging, and boy, she'd come back with zingers that would just put them in their place. So many times, I was just so impressed with her efforts.
I agree, and I bring that up, folks, because you know what. You might not like everything that Donald Trump did, and I'm one of them, but I'm telling you right now that his effect on the news is going to be legendary. And his willingness to tell the truth is becoming more and more and more, I don't know what word to use for it, but more and more relevant, more and more influential, in my opinion, in a good way. So I wanted to bring that up because I think that's critical. For people to understand that, as far as I understand, President Trump, at least in the news game, is just getting started. So I really am appreciative of the president, former president's leadership on that. I hate to even say the former president, Kurt, because I don't really even believe in what they are peddling right now.
Good point.
Go ahead.
It was interesting just learning about her a little bit more. Kayleigh McEnany just. She was born in 88, so that puts her, I don't know, that's probably the millennial, is that the millennials? Anyway, I can't really keep track of all that kind of stuff, but, every time I'd see her, she always had a cross around her neck, a nice little, piece of jewelry, basically showing her principles and the way she'd stood up, daughter of a commercial roofing company owner, they say attended the Academy of the Holy Names, private Catholic prep school in Tampa. So, I mean, just go back and she's got good upbringing, all that kind of stuff. And then she, worked with a number of, they say politicians on the Wikipedia site, but, you know, anyway, Adam Putnam was one of them. She even appeared on CNN as a paid commentator, as our buddy James Edwards had done as well, supported Donald Trump in the 2016 election. But I'll tell you what, man, that lady, she could stand up to basically anybody as far as I can see, Sam.
Yeah, the only people that I think kind of rival her, or at least, you know, compare to her in my mind, is the late Phyllis Schlafly did a great job in the media a lot of times, too. Now, Kaylee's great more point. Involved in the media probably than even Phyllis, but I'm saying it's those are the kind of people in my mind that come to mind. They're not perfect. They may not see things as, you know, black and white or as hardcore or whatever you want to say as we do, but I believe they're honest, genuine people, both of them to the core.
Great point. Yeah. And I guess she even tested positive for COVID-19. She always seemed positive to me. But anyway, that was October 5th of 2020. So I didn't know that about her. She married a guy that's a pitcher in the Major League Baseball. They have a daughter. That's pretty cool, I think. She's a family.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen. Anyway, good for her. We'll keep an eye on her as she takes her new role seriously, and hopefully she and many of us can help influence the news for the better. All right, there's news from the AMAC group. We'll tell you about it. Listen to this. Is this thing going to play? Come on now. There you go. Come on.
You hear arguments in Roe against Wade. You may proceed.
If you really want to know how abortion became legal in our country, I will tell you the true story.
Dr. Mildred Jefferson, would you like to head up a Right to Life group that I'm starting?
Dr. Bernard Nathanson's clinics are performing 1,000 abortions per week. That's why I'm taking up the fight.
I wanted to get abortion legalized across the country.
We're looking for a pregnant girl to challenge the abortion laws.
We'll give her a pseudonym. Call her Jane Roe.
It's genius. That way no one will ever know about her past.
First, they came after the Jews. And then they came after the mentally deficient. We did nothing. And now they're coming after the unborn. And so you're going to do nothing?
Robert Byrd for Henry Wade.
No judge or jury in their right mind would ever let abortion happen in Texas.
Watching too much TV. This case has nothing to do with women's rights.
It's God's duty to forgive.
It's ours to rule the law.
You're changing your vote because your family found out. Or was it the media?
If we don't sort this out, fur will fly today.
You were trying to control this, Warren, old buddy. That is completely unethical.
A matter of Roe v. Wade. I want the case re-argued.
Faith in God. Respect for his law.
That law being?
Human law.
We got the majority.
We're going to win.
Perhaps this is beyond the authority of the Supreme Court.
We are the law of the land.
These girls should not be put through the pregnancy and should be entitled to an abortion.
God, forgive me. What have I done?
The true silent minority. Who is speaking for these children?
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the trailer of Roe versus Wade. And it's a whole lot more impactful when you watch the trailer, not just listen to the sound bites. However, I bring it up because AMAC just emailed me. That's the AMAC. You remember AMAC.us, right, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. Great people.
Andy Maggioni.
That's right.
Yeah, Andy Maggioni joins us on the radio program monthly for that. And so the headline from AMAC.us says this: thank you for joining us for the premiere of Roe versus Wade. We hope you will enjoy the movie at a discounted price before it comes before the public. So you get a preview online via AMAC.us at a $7 discount, Kurt.
Very good, Sam.
I think it's tremendous.
Yeah, you know, and these are people that they stand up and made a difference, I believe. You know, the alternative, or the what I'd call like the communist organization for seniors would be the AARP, but AMAC is a group that basically works to promote freedom and liberty and the American dream there in Washington, D.C., as well as across this great land.
Yeah, it's the Association of Mature American Citizens is what AMAC stands for. AMAC.us. And the reason I bring it up right now is because they are offering this movie at a discounted rate. You can see it before it comes out to the public. I'm going to support AMAC and buy it and watch it. They say you can do it online. Once you pay for it, you get 30 days to start it and then 30 more days to finish watching it with your, I think it's like $13 or whatever. Anyway, it's pretty cool. And I wanted to announce that because, hey, they're doing great work, folks. You got to become a member of AMAC.us today. I'm a lifetime member and highly recommend you be one. Kurt, you're a lifetime member of AMAC too, aren't you?
That's right, Sam. And as Sam said, I recommend it as well.
All right, Utah is starting new mobile driver's licenses. We'll talk about it.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm, by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, I am live on your radio. Kurt Crosby's with me. So much to talk about, so little time. AMAC.us has the Roe vs. Wade movie at a discounted price. You can see it, compliments of AMAC.us, and you can get a discount to watch it. And you help fund AMAC when you do it. So I'm in, and I'm going to absolutely double down and watch that movie, ladies and gentlemen. It's exactly what I'm going to do. And it's really important, folks, to support like-minded Americans. We need funding, all of us. And I love the creative way AMAC.us is getting funding and promoting something that we all need to really become, do I use the liberal term, woke about. All right, Utah, Kurt, is starting a new mobile driver's license pilot program. And they say it's going to be pretty neat. What do you think of that? Kurt, do you know any details on this?
I don't. That's what I'm not familiar. So you're saying they're going to do a mobile driver's license program? So what?
Yeah, buddy.
Just go from town to town and go sign up or something like that? I don't know.
No. No, that's not how it works, buddy.
I'll have to look
that up. Let me tell you how it works. They want you to be able to put your driver's license on your mobile phone, buddy.
Wow.
So when the cop pulls you over and stuff like that, instead of whipping out that old card, my friend, that's COVID-infested and everything like that, you can just whip out your phone, buddy, and show them your identification. So well, Utah starting sense. New mobile driver's license pilot program, and they say this. Whenever identification is requested, Kurt, you control what information to share. That's how they're pitching it, okay? Now, I got concerns about that. We'll talk about it, but that's how they're pitching it right now. Got it?
That's right.
Think of that.
Well, I'll tell you what happened the other night. I was pulling. You know, at least with my most recent, I guess you could say, run-in with the law.
And Kurt Crosby always has run-ins with the law, man.
Yeah, you know, anyway, so I'm driving home with my wife.
Hey, if you sell honey and live a moral life and you live life as an entrepreneur and everything else, you're going to run afoul of the law. Because they don't like entrepreneurs, Kurt. They don't like people that have their own, you know, revenue-generating capabilities, and they don't like people that are independent like that, buddy.
Yeah, so we're driving home in our van, and after eating a late dinner kind of to celebrate my little brother's birthday, you know, we did it remotely, you know, so everybody was safe. You know, he was somewhere else, you know. So we're driving home, and the normal road we usually pull in, there's a detour sign there, you know. So instead of, you know, I pulled over to turn there. So instead of pulling back out into the normal, you know, normal lane there, I just stayed on the side road and moved a little farther ahead to go and turn at the next road, right? You know, because I'd already pulled over. But anyway, pretty quick, hey, I see flashing lights behind me. So I screwed it over and pulled over, and I got the officer came to the window and said I was proceeding in the wrong lane of traffic, you know, that, you know, it's a dangerous situation and that kind of thing. And I tried to explain that, well, you know, that road that I normally turn on, it's got a detour sign. So I had pulled over to make the turn on the next road. And anyway, he was very generous, and he said, I'm only going to issue you a verbal warning. Boy, did I feel grateful, Sam, with the kind and gentle treatment by my employee, you know, at that time. I mean, it's that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess the worst one was when I had the train deal. You remember that one, right?
Oh, yes, sir. You were not far enough away, according to the law, from the train when you pulled across them tracks, buddy. The train was coming, and it could have smashed you like a bug, sir.
Yeah, I mean, even though it was moving maybe 5 miles an hour and stuff, I found out that the law says you have to be 1,000 feet or more than 3 football fields away for the train before you cross over it, so... Anyway, you know, all these wonderful laws, and so I was grateful that I only got a, what did you call it, a verbal warning. But anyway, I was going to throw in a little, you know, kind of a scary story here for you, Sam. Now, you haven't bought any new shoes lately, have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, I hope you didn't buy any of I hope you didn't buy any of these. They call them Satan shoes.
I'm off those. I'm telling you right now, I'm off those.
These shoes, according to CNBC, they're from a company called MSCHF. They say it's a company known for creating controversial and viral products. They say these shoes that they've got, a special shoe here, it contains a drop of human blood inside the sole, and this is drawn from members of their staff or whatever. And guess how many shoes they've got? They got 666 pairs of the modified Nikes. That's kind of interesting. Were a number of them, 666. These are priced at $1,018. I'm thinking, why didn't they just price them at 666? I mean, you know, but they say they sold out shortly after they went on sale. I guess you missed that flash sale, Sam, but on those Satan shoes, I'm kind of glad those were not the ones you got. Wow. Satan shoes, man. Think nobody will talk a story and then somebody does. I mean, you know, there's a pair of shoes you don't want to get.
So Cameron needs to explain himself. He's whispering in my ear, Kurt. He's saying, hey, on the side of the Nikes, it says Luke, what's the chapter and verse?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Luke 10:18, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Now, is that so different than the Satan shoes?
No, this is what's on there. They're decorated there. I guess they say they're sneakers that are modified Nike Air Max 97s. And so they took the Nike shoe and then they decorated it with a pentagram pendant and a reference to Luke 10:18, and that's a Bible verse about Satan's fall from heaven. You just think, wow. I mean, if I was going to make a pair of shoes, I sure wouldn't do it this way. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah. But this is kind of, I don't know what word to use for this, but this is typical of our society, though, Kurt, that you know what? So now Nike sues over Satan's shoes, according to the New York Times.
Yeah.
And Nike is suing over these shoes. I guess the shoes are affixed. They say the shoes are affixed with a bronze pentagon-shaped charm and have Luke 10:18 on them. Do you know what Luke 10:18 says, gentlemen?
Yeah, that's the thing where it's a Bible verse talking about Satan's fall from heaven.
All right, hold on.
The exact phrase, but
I guess it says, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven."
Yeah.
So I am appreciative of Nike suing over this because I think that, you know, if people want to make these shoes, I think they have every right to make them. I have every right to never buy them. And every right to tell you how foolish the promotion of that is. But I think Nike has every right to say we don't want our logo and our likeness and our whatever you want to call it associated with this kind of, I don't know what you say, manipulation of our intent or manipulation of who we are as a company, et cetera. So I commend the New York Times for the lawsuit. And the sad part is, again, we have to sue everybody over everything these days. I don't know what else you do to stop them from doing this. Now, if you want to create your own Satan shoes and make them in your own factory and do whatever you want to do, I mean, I guess I'm not really here to stop you, but I'm here to do all I can, jettison it. I hope the company fails.
Yeah, and just think about that, Sam. They made 666 pairs, and that's a number that's kind of scriptural as well. They priced those suckers at $1,018 and sold every single one of them.
Yeah, I bet if I created a, you know, trust in God shoe, I couldn't sell 5 pair. Sad tale to tell, but true. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after releasing his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president is set to hold his first cabinet meeting at 1:15 Eastern Time in the East Room. Regarding that infrastructure plan, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says there's a lot of stuff in there that's not related to infrastructure.
This is not going to be apparently an infrastructure package. It's like a Trojan horse. It's called infrastructure. But inside the Trojan horse is going to be more borrowed money and massive tax increases.
Johnson & Johnson reporting that one of their factories, which was not yet fully authorized to produce their one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, had a batch that did not meet quality standards and was thrown out. The Biden administration knew about this 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Biden administration is moving another 500 unaccompanied children from border facilities under U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody to an emergency holding facility as part of efforts to reduce overcrowding. The children, scheduled to arrive in Houston, Texas on Thursday. Luis Fuentes is the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas. He tells Fox News the foot traffic of illegal immigrants is continuing to increase in his area.
They're getting people going through their backyards, jumping into their fences, hiding in their patios, trying to keep away from Border Patrol. So that's a big, scary situation that we're seeing, our residents are seeing.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will. USA Radio News.
All right, Nike sues over Satan's shoes, New York Times. But I guess the shoes are affixed with a bronze pentagon-shaped charm. It has Luke 10:18 on it, which refers to Satan's fall from heaven. Yeah. There are also upside-down crosses on the shoes. I guess there's a pentagram attached to the shoes, shoelaces as well. And I guess they created 666 pairs of these things. And sadly, they sold all of them. And I was mentioning right before the pause, if I were to sell shoes promoting God, it'd be no big thing there. I couldn't sell five pairs, probably. What a sad tale to tell, but I'm glad Nike's suing, and I hope they get stopped. And, you know, if they want to create their own shoes with their own resources, let them. I'm not here to stop them either, but I am here to stand against it and say I trust in Jesus Christ. And I reject Satan, who's the... You know what? He's our mortal enemy. Folks, let's be very clear. And so, very weird story there for sure. All right, anything else on that one, Kurt?
No, I think that one's pretty well covered.
All right, I want to move to Donald Trump.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I've got this one. It's kind of a crazy story, and it's not exactly the same one, but, I mean, it's kind of related. There's this really cool actress that I've never really heard of, but she told her agent early on that there were things she was unwilling to do on stage. One, mock religion. Two, participate in sexually explicit scenes or play lesbian characters. So do you think this lady's going to go far, Sam? What do you think?
I pray she does, because I believe talent should be rewarded, and somebody who has moxie to stand up for what they believe in, I think is absolutely adorable and appreciated on my end. In our society, sadly, I doubt it.
Yeah, I guess her last name is Omooba, O-M-O-O-B-A. And apparently, Sam, she's got, well, the headline from WorldNet Daily says, judges slam actress with $480,000 penalty for Christian beliefs. Bob Unruh's got the piece, and the subheadline says,
whoa.
Side with theatrical company that fired her for 4-year-old Facebook post. So this is the judges on an employment tribunal in the United Kingdom. They've ordered this actress to pay $480,000, ruling her complaint for being fired for Christian beliefs on sexuality was unjustified. She was contracted, and they tell you the company, she was going to play the lead role in the Color Purple, and colors with an O-U-R here. That's the way they do it in the UK, you know. But was fired when someone dug out a 4-year-old Facebook post in which she affirmed the biblical view of homosexuality. Before the controversy, they say Omooba was, and that's her last name, I guess, was described by reviewers as jaw-droppingly good with ferocious gospel vocals. So she sued for discrimination, and an employment tribunal recently heard her case. Andrea Williams, chief executive for Christian Concern, which is linked to the Christian Legal Center, said the employment tribunal has now given its stamp of official approval to everything the theater and the agency have done to Segi. That's her first name, S-E-Y-I. Moreover, they say the tribunal has concluded it was unreasonable for her even to complain, and on that basis ordered her to pay the full legal costs incurred by her opponents. You know, and that's where all this money comes in. But isn't it interesting, Sam? You know, I mean, let's say it's some guy that says he's going to be a transgender. You know, I mean, if they want to do something, then the state, the government's going to pay for it and do all that kind of stuff. But then this lady who, you know, wants to stand up for her Christian beliefs and says, she doesn't believe homosexuality. You know, she talks about the Bible's view of it. Boy, and she's going to get taught a lesson, I guess you could say. You know, so sad story. But you know, hats off to this good lady. I hope she teams up with maybe AMAC and you know, other good folks. We've seen good movie people teaming up to do good things, and maybe these amazing gospel vocals could be heard somewhere else, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Sad to say, but true. And this is kind of why I don't mean to be negative on our society, but we've got to highlight these, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know this is over in the UK, but sadly, it's coming to a theater near us. If we don't stand in the public square up for religion, okay, we need to be advocates for the five principles, the five guarantees in the First Amendment. You know what? Free speech, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, a redress of grievance, your right to not be shut down on your religion. She shouldn't be forced to be involved in sexual ways and or mocking of religion ways. This lady's a Christian, and we should respect her beliefs. But remember, you've even got this guy, Philip, out of Colorado, who wouldn't bake a cake for the gay group, the gay couple, right? Well, then he won that lawsuit in the Supreme Court, but then double jeopardy doesn't apply to him, because now they've come back, and I guess a transgender sued him. The transgender wanted a transgender coming out cake, And they wanted it, I guess, whatever different colors, and it was pink, and then moving to whatever, and blue, I think it is. And they wanted the cake to demonstrate the coming out, and Philip's like, you know what, I'm not baking that cake either. I won't do it. I'll sell you anything in my store. I'm not trying to turn you away as a customer. You're right. You have the right to your beliefs, but so do I. But now he's, I don't know if you know this, Kurt, but Philip is in front of the court again. So double jeopardy doesn't even apply to this poor guy. So we're getting beat up all over the world because we don't stand up as a people, Kurt. We don't put our money where our mouth is. If there was a million people literally every day saying, you know what, we've got to do something about this. This is wrong for Philip to be judged and charged again. This has got to stop. Then it would stop. But if most Americans just don't care, then nothing, you know, all it takes to stop evil is for good people to stand up. And when good people do nothing, evil prospers. This is a very simple principle that we need to really, and that's why we're on the radio, Kurt. We're trying to do our part.
That's exactly right, Sam. Good point. In a lighter, maybe more, cheerful story. this one's WorldNet Daily, and it says the headline reads, Goodwill employee stunned when she discovers $42,000 hidden in pile of donated sweaters. Western Journal had the piece, sharing it with WorldNet Daily, Amanda Thomason. They say when you work at Goodwill, you see a lot of interesting things get donated. Some of them are ready for a new life and a new home, and some of them don't make the cut. Anyway, there in Norman, Oklahoma is where this one came about. But this lady said she's already developed an eye for gauging the value of donated items. And I guess just from working here for about a month and a half, I've noticed that there are a lot of weird things that have been donated. You want to make sure we're selling good product. You know, there's no stains, there's no holes, there's no tears, there's no rips. But in early March, you came across not just something incredibly valuable, but something that someone had to be heartbroken over. Our new store associate, Andrea, they say, was in that predicament 2 weeks ago when she stumbled upon a donation with $42,000 in cash wrapped inside of a sweater. She and other staff let their supervisor know and turned it in. Well, I don't know if they're going to be able to track that down. They say there was just stacks of just envelopes, and it just contained $100 bills. The money was wrapped up in a sweater, possibly someone's life savings, carefully tucked away, that accidentally made it into a donation pile. When she first handled the sweater, she thought there were books inside it, but instead it was so much money that Lessing didn't even think it was real. My first thought was, it's fake. Well, she's right about that, huh? But it wasn't. It ended up being one of the biggest stashes that Goodwill had ever found. She has a young daughter, and while she knew that $42,000 could mean, it could mean a lot to him, she said she put the money back into the hands of the person who had clearly misplaced it. That's what they're trying to do. She said, I have a daughter. I love her very much. But anyway, so I suppose they're going to try to figure that out. But I thought that was a cool story.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. From the actress, which is good news, to the Savior Jesus Christ, the whole point of the gospel is good news, to Goodwill promoting good news. You got to love it on Liberty Roundtable Live with good people doing a lot of great things. Donald Trump coming up in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? It's very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen
to it? Our next youngest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole lot of news. The networks refuse to use Sam Bush, but a Kirk Crosby on your radio live. All I can tell you is this. I got an email from Freedom's Watch. That's Larry Klayman and crew over at Freedom's Watch, right? And they emailed me and they said, hey, a citizen's grand jury is indicting the Bidens today. Freedom Watch. Now, I don't know if this is an April Fool's joke or not. But I'm not really against, I'm not really for these citizen grand juries, Kurt, because they don't have any authority in terms of the proper role of constitutional government, in my opinion. I know people think they can put these, you know, cities of, or committees of safety together, and they can put together their grand juries and indict people, and they say the people are all in charge, and I understand their point. But what I think they overlook, in my personal opinion, is this reality check about, you know what? And unless government breaks down 100% and you have to put together committees of safety to protect yourself, et cetera, you don't just have the authority to create a citizen's grand jury because there's order in everything. And what if I get a citizen's grand jury together and I say my citizen's grand jury is bigger and more powerful than your citizen's grand jury? And so unless society completely breaks down, I'm not so sure that this citizen's grand jury has wings or proper authority. And so I'm against it. This is kind of the citizens' sovereignty movement that people talk about where they claim, hey, back in the 1880s or 1870s or whatever, we jettisoned the United States and now we're under a corporate reality that you know, you lose all your rights and now it's a corporation granting you privileges and can do what it's want, or you don't have to have a driver's license, you can travel, not drive, or and we go on and on and on with these discussions, Kurt. But I personally find them illegitimate. And so even if a citizen's grand jury is truly indicting Joe Biden today, and it's not an April Fool's joke, I'm not really for it, Kurt, because I believe in law and order. And I don't believe that you could just create these willy-nilly. What if all of a sudden I wanted to create one? What if, and what you get is these grand juries, in my opinion, that lack proper checks and balances authority to carry out their edicts, if you will, or their judgments or their prosecutions or indictments, etc. So that's just my take on that headline, but that is from Larry Klayman at Judicial Watch. Kurt?
Yeah, just, at least when you tell that story of the news there, Sam, it makes me think of our buddy Ammon Bundy when he said, what are we to do? I'm not saying that I'm, completely with her, with these people, but I'm telling you that I understand how, people feel that there's not much else that can be done. They go and they redress grievances. They do all the stuff that the Declaration of Independence talks about, and yet still seem not to be heard, not be able to, get to the truth. I thought you mentioned, the president, President Trump, and I thought
I'm coming to that article now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what President Trump is doing. Not only did he create his 45office.com website to communicate with the public, which I highlighted at the start of the program, and I've already emailed President, our former President Donald Trump, to be on the radio with us and all that kind of stuff. So that's great. But I'm not for these citizens' grand juries. And I get the point of what are we to do, and I get the point of frustration by patriots. I understand that. But what you do, it, ladies and gentlemen, in my mind, is first what you don't do. And what you don't do is take the law into your own hands. What you don't do is you know what, get your gun. What you don't do is take this thing violent. What you don't do is look for other solutions outside of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. What you don't do is move towards, revolution or insurrection or whatever else. You stand with the principles put forward by the Founding Fathers, which is primarily a principle of peace. Now, I get that you say, Sam, they had a revolution. I know, but they were drove to it. We're not near to that point. Because of their solid blood, sweat, and tears, their lives, their fortunes, everything sacrificed, we don't need to go to those levels. We've got the restoration seeds right in the supreme law of our land. We've got the checks and balances. We've got the, but what it takes, you can't have a few radical patriots. What you've got to have is a broad-based educational plan to get enough Americans to go along. Okay? For example, we're on the radio. You know what? If we had a million Americans, that's it. Put in a dollar a day. What if $1 million a day, folks? Fine. Even if you had 1,000 patriots, put in a dollar a day. We could fund this radio network and our radio stuff and grow easily on $365,000 a year. All it would take is a dollar a day from 1,000 people. You'd have $365,000 a year. And we could buy radio stations at that rate, Kurt, which we're actually working on doing, buying some radio stations. Go ahead.
That's exactly right, Sam, and I'm glad you brought that up. Our current project, ladies and gentlemen, for the Loving Liberty or whatever you want to call it, the Liberty Roundtable team, we're working on a couple of radio stations in our own little neck of the woods, if you will. And if you'd like to be part of those, where you can either, be gifted prepaid advertising or other things that would make it worthwhile to you, please let us know. There's an FM and an AM that we're working on acquiring, and they would cover a good portion of where Sam and I live, and a lot of good folks in that area to be taught the principles of liberty, right, Sam?
Yeah, 1,000 people put in a dollar a day. You'd have $1,000 every day, $365,000, Kurt.
Yep. Okay. And that would literally buy these two stations in 1 year.
That's correct.
Pretty amazing what can be done.
And you might say, well, I don't live in your area. And my response would be, I know. But you know what? Help us fund ours as we can. We'll look for things in your area, right?
Yep. That's right.
We'll get to you, if you will. In other words, we can do one in your area, too, and where the support comes from would become the next purchases.
Exactly.
But by the way, if even 100 people put in a dollar a day, Kurt, you'd have $36,500, right? Even 100 people putting in a dollar a day.
I know you'd have more than we got.
So anyway, I'm telling you is it's doable. It's something that we're working on. But again, when these people buy these shoes for $1,000, these Satan shoes, I'm just asking people to put a dollar a day in to help us absolutely make a difference in the media. So here's what President Trump is doing. In addition to creating a social media site to try to take back the media from the clowns that are destroying our ability to exercise our five guarantees in the First Amendment. So Trump is trying to take that back. He's also trying to make himself available more to the public, which I find amazing. But now, headline says Trump floated the idea that the coronavirus has actually been or has escaped from a laboratory in Wuhan, China, slamming Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Brooks. He says Fauci spent money on funding the UHAB or the Wuhan lab in China. We all know now how that worked out. The nonprofit scientific research group, Eco Health Alliance, received a $3.7 million grant from the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in 2014 to help with the research relating to bat-based coronaviruses in China. Well, anyway, they didn't like the project, so they went out, or they, you know, they kind of got rid of it. But at first, this group routed $600,000 in taxpayer funds to the Wuhan Institute of Virology in the form of these National Institutes of Health subgrants between 2014 and 2019 to help with their research on the coronaviruses. Anyway, the bottom line is President Trump lays this out, helps us connect dots, Kurt, and I believe he's absolutely right.
Very good, Sam. Yeah. Yeah, there's sure.
At least he's boldly speaking out of the truth, and he's helping us know where the taxpayer dollars went. That's what we always teach people to do, is trace the money. President Trump did that and released that publicly now, trying to say, hey, let's get to the bottom of this thing. And you know what? I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah, good point. And it's amazing to see when you look behind the curtain, like in the days of Wizard of Oz, what you can learn back there and find out what the real truth, and with the Deborah Birx and Fauci and so many others, you know, we've talked to other guys like Scott Atlas and others who in so many ways differ from them, and that the real solutions are there, but people got to be willing to accept and look, I guess, behind the curtain, you know what I'm saying?
You're right about that. Do you remember who Jane M. Orient is, Kurt?
Oh, yeah. She's a great writer with WorldNet Daily, and she's also got a lot of, what would you say? I mean, she's got a lot of
Yeah, she's a medical doctor.
Behind her name, yeah, you know.
Yes, she does. She's a medical doctor, a leader of a physician's organization, et cetera, et cetera. Well credited. She's been on the radio with us many times as well before, also. But here's her latest.
Uh-huh.
Are the use of COVID vaccines unethical? Human experimentation.
Yep.
Is use of COVID vaccines unethical? Human experimentation. She notes how the mRNA products through spike proteins can affect your major organs. So,
yeah,
in my
like
opinion,
you said, she's the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which, you know,
that's right,
pretty impressive, you know. You know, this, it's a pretty great article, like you say. They say after more than a year, this COVID thing is still killing people, but we're learning more about how it does its lethal damage. Basically talking about those different things. Jane Orient, pretty on the ball lady, huh?
In my opinion, doing a great job. And whether you agree with her or not, you've got to, again, accept her free speech rights. Except that she has the credentials to speak out, and she's very concerned that it becomes very unethical for these vaccines as, you know what, human experimentation. And now there's being lawsuits filed all around the world saying you are unethical to say these vaccines are safe and effective. Here's the final headline of the hour. Pfizer vaccine safe for use, and I write not. And then adolescents 12 to 15 years old, they say, vaccinations led to a, quote, higher protective antibody response than in adults. They say, believe it or not, it's 100% effective in their study, Kurt, as they, I guess they did this study of 260 teenagers or adolescents in this thing. So here's my response to that, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
If it's so safe and effective as they claim, then why don't we quit having taxpayers pay for when the vaccines go wrong? And why don't we change the law so these special companies don't have complete immunity? They have accountability. And let's see how well they do. If there's no negative effects, there should be no harm to these vaccine companies. Let them be completely liable for their actions, their claims related to their vaccines. And quit having the taxpayers shield these companies. And let's be transparent about it and see what happens. If they're really up and up on the science and honest, and this is all true, they have nothing to worry about to do what I'm suggesting. Final word's yours, Kurt.
You're right on target, Sam. Once again, great work.
All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. Kurt Crosby's with me. God save the Republic.